For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery. On Tuesday evening, WKAR and the Flint Institute of Arts will host a screening of the new PBS documentary on the Flint water crisis. Poisoned Water is a new production from the acclaimed Nova series. The film studies the scientific aspects of the crisis that carried lead-tainted water into thousands of homes in Flint starting in 2014. I spoke with Nova senior executive producer Paula Apsel about the project, and she says as her team explored the roots of the crisis, they found something quite unexpected.
I think what most people think is that this was all the politicians' fault. And this was a very strange thing for Nova, which is really normally very pro-science, to deal with a story where at heart there were a lot of issues in the way the scientific agencies handled the problem. That was an eye-opener for us. It wasn't something that I expected when we went into it. But again, we were able to really document what went on in the background in these agencies.
More than 10 years ago, there was a similar public water crisis in Washington, D.C. I don't know to the extent that Nova may have followed that, but if so, do you think that crisis, from a scientific point of view, even from a public relations point of view, was handled more smoothly or not as smoothly as Flint?
Well, the crisis in Washington, D.C. is certainly part of our story because it's really a backdrop to what Mark Edwards did in the Flint story. Mark Edwards is a scientist from Virginia Tech, and he was involved in what happened in Washington, D.C., and as one of his graduate students, Siddhartha Roy, said, it created for Dr. Edwards a playbook so that he understood how to handle Flint. And whether or not it was handled more smoothly, I think that it was both a public relations and another scientific crisis, and it certainly did not seem to me that it was handled very smoothly at all, and I would say in some sense it was really a prelude to the Flint crisis, an example of how not to handle a scientific problem in the public sphere.
Flint and Washington are not alone in aging infrastructure. Are there other cities that need to look at what's happened in both of those cities and view this documentary as a cautionary tale?
You know, the water infrastructure in the United States in general is very old. And there are lots of pipes that are leaching lead into the water. And you hear about that in different times in different ways. Now, it can be handled with an understanding of water chemistry, but we also really have to look into replacing many of these old pipes because they are just very old and they are leaching dangerous contaminants into the water that's hurting children.
WKAR was a key partner in helping Nova produce Poisoned Water. Can you speak to that aspect of the production?
Yes, indeed. WKAR provided invaluable help to us in terms of really filling us in on some of the realities of the political situation that we might not have been able to suss out by ourselves. And additionally, they provided a tremendous amount of footage that saved us a lot of time and I think made the film look much better because, by and large, it was really great footage. So we're really grateful to WKAR for its help.
You are coming to the Flint Institute of Arts Tuesday night for a preview. What are you expecting the public to say when they see this documentary? Is there extra pressure on you and your team given that you're screening this in Flint?
I am excited about this screening, and of course I'm also very nervous because we're showing this film to the people of Flint. We have been entrusted with the responsibility of telling their story. And of course, I fervently hope that they will believe that our work justifies their trust and confidence in us.
Paula Apsel is the senior executive producer with Nova. She is appearing at the Flint Institute of Arts Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for a screening of the new documentary Poisoned Water, which makes its national debut on PBS on May 31st. Paula, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with this event in Flint, and we're happy to have you here.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.